Okay, somebody mentioned Egypt there. And that's where it developed afterwards. Egypt is not very far away. However, there are two theories about writing in Egypt, and I'll talk about those in a minute. These are just some of the ways it developed, okay? And I'll talk a bit more about them later. But obviously, in different parts of the world, different things were happening at similar times, okay? The important ones are the Egyptian, the Crete. Do you know where Crete is?
Yeah, Greece,
yes. Greece. Yeah, you just said yes. I'm telling you, it's in Greece, yes. And that was the next stage. China, a lot was developing with their writing, and Central America, very important in the development of writing. But I'll talk more about that in a minute. I'll just talk briefly about Egypt. Okay, two theories. One, that influence from Sumeria reached Egypt and they developed their own hieroglyphs and pictures, okay? Or another theory is that it developed independently for their own economy, for their own religion. They had two different scripts, and the hieroglyphs, the pictures, you're all familiar with the pictures? Yeah, the birds? Yes? No? In Egypt? Some of you, yes. But that developed into a cursive script. Do you know what a cursive script is? Yeah, yes. I need Fiona at the front to demonstrate, yes. It's when it becomes more joined up and flows more. It's not just picture, picture, but it's linked up. And you had the hieratic, which originally was for business and administration, and later it was used for religious purposes. And the demotic developed later. And this was all on papyrus. It was not on clay. Okay, a bit more information. These are examples of the hieroglyphics. I can't read it. If we all studied it, we would be able to read it, but we've also got a lot of other things to do, but it is an interesting subject. There's more than 2,000 characters in the hieroglyphs, and each hieroglyph represents a common object, so very familiar to the Egyptian people. And also, hieroglyphs could represent the sound of an object, or the idea of an object, okay? So there were two purposes. One, the people could relate to the sound and could therefore say it. On the other hand, they could understand the idea that it was representing. How do we know the sounds? Well, scholars have worked out the sounds from evidence from other later scripts which kept the sounds from the Egyptians, okay? Again, very interesting, not enough time to go into detail. But an interesting thing about the hieroglyphs, you could either read them from the right to the left or the left to the right. So there was a mirror image, okay? It was symmetrical. So people, if they were better readers from right to left, did that. If not, they read from left to right. Moving on, what was their use? Okay, they were used in government. They were used for laws, good. Funeral inscriptions and praising royalty. Okay. Writing was very much used in ancient times to praise the king, to praise the rulers, okay? So that everybody knew how powerful the rulers were. so that the rulers had control over the people. So all very, and of course economics again, all very common uses of writing, ancient writing. The next stage is something called Linear A. Now Linear A, scholars do not understand it. They haven't been able to, what we call, decipher. Okay? When we decipher a code, we work out what the symbols mean. We haven't been able to do that. But they do know that it was from Crete, the Minoan civilization, and they were on seal stones for sealing important documents and to give important governmental information, and clay tablets in 1900 BC. So there was a lot of overlap at the time. While this was going on in Crete, hieroglyphics were developing in Egypt, and cuneiform was developing further in Sumeria and Babylon. Again, it was used for records, and it looked like this. So I'm not surprised that they couldn't, they haven't been able to work it out, to understand it yet. But maybe you can. Maybe you have a theory which you'd like to discuss over coffee. Now, Linear A then developed into Linear B, which they have deciphered. So that was later. And really, it's the earliest relation to European script. So any script that resembles English, French, Italian, Spanish, okay? That type of script, and that was used for transactions. Again, the economy, trading. And it looked like that. Now, how they deciphered it is a very interesting story. Scholars sat down, and that's all they did for years, okay? And you can read about it. But that developed into this. Okay, which is much easier. So in some ways it's going backwards to the pictures, in some ways it's going forwards because it's much clearer. So you've got a bathtub here. They did have baths in those days. Okay. Cow here, a horse here, a female horse, a male horse, a female sheep, a male sheep, etc., etc. So animals were very important. Products, oil, wine, were very important. Spices, olive oil. How many of you cook with olive oil? It's not new. Gold, bronze, wealth. Okay, it's all to do with the economy. Sorry?
Yes, yeah, it's used just for business.
Yes, yes. Transactions, economic transactions, yeah. So, no academic writing. So I expect you wish you lived in the 2nd century BC. That then moved on to classical Greek, which really is the beginnings of the Western writing, okay? And that developed from Linear B, but it also included Phoenicians, okay? Phoenicians from the east of Egypt, okay, and with different symbols and consonants being, they reused them. The Greeks sort of used the old symbols in a different way. They reinvented it, and it was the beginning of the alphabetic languages. Alphabet meaning a word, A, B, C, good, and it represents a sound as well. So you get something like this. Can anybody read it?